Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel, with warm temperatures expected in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem will experience similar weather, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ma'ariv, just in, a political expert warns of the possibility of political assassinations in Lebanon as internal struggles intensify. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports new details on the assassination of Iran's supreme leader, revealing the IDF's use of AI in the operation. Also this hour, I-24 News shares that missiles were launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight, as the IDF reveals the scale of its strikes on Iran during Operation Roaring Lion. Separately, from Israel Hayom, a small delegation of Holocaust survivors will lead the March of the Living in Poland, a participation made possible by a recent ceasefire. And finally, Ynet reports that U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance announced a deadlock over the Strait of Hormuz as Israel prepares to attack energy facilities. Reaction has been swift on social media. Samantha Etus, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about Vice President J.D. Vance's departure from Pakistan after 21 hours of talks with Iran failed. I-24, news_en, posted earlier today, quoting Iranian media, that Iran is not in a hurry for negotiations following the failed U.S.-Iran talks. UNet News shared 15 minutes ago that a last-minute delegation from Israel will participate in the March of the Living in Poland, thanks to a ceasefire. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Ma'ariv highlights the growing tensions as political factions struggle for power, raising concerns about potential political violence. The situation complicates any potential diplomatic engagement with Israel, affecting regional stability. Turning to Iran, Israel Hayom Hebrew provides an in-depth look at the technological prowess involved in the IDF's operation against Khamenei. The use of AI and surveillance marks a significant leap in intelligence strategy, impacting Iran's internal security dynamics. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on the overnight missile launch from Lebanon, which comes as the IDF discloses its extensive operations against Iranian targets. This development underscores the ongoing volatility between Israel and Lebanon, with civilians in central Israel remaining on high alert. In a related development, Israel Hayom covers the March of the Living event, where Holocaust survivors will participate despite earlier obstacles. The ceasefire has enabled this poignant commemoration, highlighting the importance of peace for cultural and historical remembrance. Turning to the deadlock over the Strait of Hormuz, Ynet explains that unresolved negotiations have left the U.S. and Israel considering military options. This stalemate could have serious repercussions on global energy markets and regional geopolitics. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, former Facebook and Uber CSO Joe Sullivan joins cyber unicorn Upwind as a strategic advisor, boosting their cloud and AI security initiatives. Separately, Globes reports that Odysite.ai has dual-listed on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, aiming to expand its investor base and trading liquidity. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Elon Musk's SpaceX plans for a $2 trillion IPO, potentially the largest ever, with significant implications for the space industry and global markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.